What's up? What's up, family? Welcome to another episode of Ray Bridging Humans. It's the place where the people get to hear you and the world gets to see it. How y'all doing today, fam? How y'all doing? I hope y'all well, man. I'm so happy to be here. I really am, y'all. On this journey, as I go forward with podcasting, it is allowing me to be even more grateful and even more willing to show myself gratitude and grace, because this is a journey, y'all. I'm building this community, and I cannot honestly put into words how much this is growing me, building me to become my highest and best self. And thank y'all so much for watching. Thank y'all so much for coming on this journey with me. Thank you so much for being here with me on this journey. And I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful. Shout out to all the subscribers, y'all. If you know somebody who watch, or you know somebody who could benefit from this community, y'all, please, please, please send it to them. Send them the YouTube link. Send them the link where they can follow, they can like and subscribe, y'all. And I'm almost at 100 subscribers, y'all. And I'm so excited. I think I'm at about between 70 and 80, somewhere in there, y'all. But I try my best to not try and focus on, like, how many. But I try my best to give my energy and time on the depth of the content, the depth of what I'm sharing, the depth of who I'm interviewing, y'all. And I think the people who I've interviewed thus far, even the episodes I haven't shown, thank y'all so much for allowing me to come in your personal space. Because when you come sit on this couch, we're going to talk, and you can go as deep as you want to, as deep as not, as you don't, you know. But if you know anybody, if you would like to come sit on the couch with me, inbox me, hit me up, text me, call me, reach out to me on all my social media platforms. Let me know if you want to be on. I think it's so important that we continue to build bridges in our community, because, and I'll say it again, my biggest agenda is connection. I have an agenda of connection, and I think that we should build stronger. We should build stronger connections within our community, because so many of us live in certain parts, in certain sections of our communities, and we deal with certain types of people, and we develop stigma, and we develop biases that we have against other parts of our community when we don't even understand, you know. But that's the agenda to this podcast. So like I said, if you know anybody who could use this, if you know anybody who would benefit from listening to this podcast, send it to them, help your boy out, man. But thank y'all so much for watching, y'all. Today's episode, y'all, it's gonna be a lot of information, so I'm telling you right now, you may need to go get a pen and paper. And I write this out, so y'all see me look like I am reading. I do the research. I write my information down, and I write it out, because I'm so passionate about teaching. I'm passionate about coaching. I'm passionate about seeing everybody at their highest and best. So this episode, you will write. This episode, it will be a lot of things, a lot of the things that you will need to fight self-sabotaging. And the title of this one is Fighting Against Myself. Fighting against myself. Why do I fight against myself? Why do I fight against myself so hard? And this correlates with content that I posted Friday, y'all. I am my biggest critic. I'm my biggest critic. I fight against myself. And we have multiple voices in our head. And I won't get too deep into that on this episode, but we have multiple voices in our head that we fight against ourselves on. And it could come out to self-sabotaging, y'all. And I have developed 6 steps on this episode to help you attack and identify self-sabotaging for yourself, y'all, because it's critical. It's crucial. It's crucial, y'all. So I'm going to go ahead and get started, y'all. But we all got it. We all got that voice in our head that's telling me, or that's telling us, I'm not good enough. That voice is there, y'all. And there's not one answer that will kill that voice in our head, but we have to, if we practice daily habits, it'll help us move toward change, and we'll be on our way to effectively changing this battle in our minds, because it's a battle. It's a voice in our head. That's what self-sabotaging is. That's speaking to us. So it doesn't necessarily have to be somebody always telling us something, but it could be built up clutter in our head, y'all. Like I said, I've developed 6-step tools into attacking this fight against me, y'all. And so every lesson that I teach, everything that I teach, y'all, I'm teaching from my personal lived experience. It's nothing that I'm going to get on here and I'm going to teach and I'm going to say that's not personally from my lived experience, because I think it's so important as a coach that we can reach and we can connect with our listeners right where they are. And if you see that I'm just talking down at you, or I'm talking at you and I'm not showing you my scars as well, y'all, the information will not go over right. So I think it's so effective that I can show you my scars. And that I can show you where I messed up at, y'all. And these are tools that I have used. These are tools I have used even as a coach. I have used these tools to fight this journey, y'all. But it helped me fight the clutter that's built up in my head, y'all. Some of us, we have so much clutter built up in our heads that's collectively telling us through the years that we're not good enough. And y'all, for example, y'all, I mean, I had clutter telling me I wasn't good enough. I had clutter telling me I wasn't man enough because of who I am. I had clutter telling me I wasn't smart enough because I'm not degreed in the space. And I'll say this again, y'all, I'm not a therapist. I'm not ashamed to say it. I got a lot of therapist friends, and I thank God for them going on the journey, going to get the degree. So I'm not speaking against degree, but I recognize, because I am a certified life coach. I've been certified to do what I'm doing, and I have a lane, and I'm going to ride my lane. I'm not going to go over my lane. I'm not going to go under my lane, but I'm going to be the highest and best in my lane. But I had these things, y'all, fighting against me, telling me that I wasn't enough, and it's called self-sabotaging. Fighting against myself. That's the name of this episode. Now, y'all, before I go off into it, y'all, I want to tell y'all, I went so hard on my workout this morning. Let me adjust this speaker too. I went so hard on my workout this morning, y'all. And I've been going hard in the gym. I've been lifting weights because I just had my 42nd birthday, y'all. But I just want to be my highest and best all the way around. And so I've gone harder in the gym. And so this morning, normally, y'all know I'm a runner. Anybody who follow me on social media, y'all know I love running. But I'm definitely a runner. And so I got this Gatorade. That's kind of what I'm leading to. So you, instead of me drinking water, I'm drinking Gatorade today, because I'm learning as I get older how the electrolytes and the other things that come out of my body when I run. I got to be intentional about putting that stuff back in, because when I run, most of the time I used to just drink water. But now I'm so much more intentional about putting the right things back in, the minerals back in my body, everything that I burn out, y'all. So this morning I went hard in the mug. I didn't work out in the gym. I worked out outside. And I live downtown Memphis, so I go on the river and I run couple miles in the park, and then I'll go on Beale Street Landing, and I'll take my weights out there as well. But y'all, nothing beats the sun. Nothing trumps the sun in workout. So if y'all see me drinking this Gatorade throughout the episode, this is why, because I just worked out this morning. But yeah, I'm gonna go off into it, y'all. I'm gonna get off into the episode, but fighting against myself, y'all. And y'all, if we don't begin to challenge some of these thoughts, it'll continue to have us thinking mentally that we need to show up, for example, with the full water hose to put out a candle. It'll have us thinking we have to show up with a 9mm gun to kill a cockroach. Y'all get what I'm saying? And so often, y'all, we have these battles, these preconditioned battles in our head that we are fighting that's not as big as they really are. And we have to begin to challenge this, y'all. And before I go into all of this episode, y'all, self-awareness has been one of the biggest pieces of my healing. self-awareness, me acknowledging and understanding what the hell is happening with Raymond. And we have to learn to slow down in this hustle and bustle of life. We go and we do and we go and we do in this hustle and bustle. And we don't slow down enough to really see what's going on and to listen to ourselves, y'all. And so we have to understand what is happening and where is all this going on. But anyway, I'm going to keep going, y'all, on this episode. So I'm going to get off into the 6 tools that I have developed to fight self-sabotage. Number one, where am I doing it? Where am I doing it? We have to be able to recognize and acknowledge the behavior of where am I fighting in my life against myself? Where is it at, y'all? What's happening? Am I fighting in my personal life? And my personal life is my mental self, my emotional self, my physical self, and my spiritual self. That's my personal body. Am I fighting myself in my personal life? Am I fighting myself in my relationships? And you answer this question for yourself. Am I fighting myself in my romantic partnerships? Am I fighting myself in my family relationships? Am I fighting myself in my friends and my associate relationships? Where am I being hard on myself? Where am I doing it at? Where am I sabotaging myself? And we have to be able to answer these questions for ourselves, y'all. Am I fighting myself where my career is concerned, where my job is concerned? Am I fighting myself in my money management? All of these things, we have to be aware of where. We can't go around with a pain and not be able to acknowledge where it hurts. I can be hurting. I can tell you I'm hurting all day, but if I can't show you where, y'all, it's not going to help. And so understanding that you operate in self-sabotage is not enough. You have to know where you are doing it at. And that's the first step. That's the first step. You have to be able to acknowledge where and where am I doing it at. And I want you, if you can, physically write down what areas in your life are you telling yourself you're not enough. Be specific. Write it down. What areas is this voice in my head telling me I'm not enough? And that's so important, y'all. We have to acknowledge where. And that's a critical part of self-awareness. That's the first step, acknowledging where. Where am I doing it at? Where am I fighting myself at the most? So I can't just walk around having pity parties and walking around and saying, oh, man, I'm just hard on myself. No, where am I hard on myself at specifically? And so that's number one. Number two is the what. Now that we understand number one, where, number two, what am I doing? So after I figure out where I'm doing it at, number two, I have to acknowledge, what am I doing? What am I specifically doing to sabotage myself? What's the cause? Get to the root of what? And so when we answer where, we have to go to what? What is the cause? What am I specifically doing to myself to sabotage myself? And I want to now begin to talk about this voice. The voices in our head that ring the loudest. And we all have several voices in our head. And like I said, that's something that I can talk about on a later episode, but I want to specifically today deal with the voice of self-sabotaging, that voice in our head. What voice is ringing the loudest in my head when something bad happens or when something don't go as planned? What is that voice? What is that voice that usually that voice, that loud voice come in and we have to recognize it's not real. It's not a real voice. We have so many voices in our head and the voice of self-sabotage. We have to be strategic and understand in our self-awareness that voice is not real. That voice is not real. And on our journey, y'all, on the what's, we have this voice in our head that's telling us we're not good enough. We have to know that it's not real. But what's causing it, though? Is it my fear of failure? Is it my fear of succeeding? Think about it, y'all. And y'all, we on heavy self aware. Let me drink some more of this Gatorade, y'all. We heavy on the self-awareness today, y'all. Heavy on it. Is low self-esteem causing this voice in my head? Is past trauma causing this voice in my head? Somebody blamed me. Somebody shamed me. Somebody left me. what's causing this voice in my head. Identifying the triggers are critical to understanding the cause. What is this voice saying? What is it saying? And so number two, what am I doing specifically? Like what's causing it? Understanding what's causing us to sabotage ourselves is the second key step I have to critically understanding how I need to attack this. So number one, where am I doing it? Number two, what am I doing? Number three, plan the fight, plan your fight. And that's goal setting. We have to plan to attack the sabotage, y'all. We have to plan and have to set goals. Do you set goals? When was the last time you sat down and specifically wrote out goals for your life? When was the last time you sat down and understood, okay, I want to get XYZ? And most of the times, y'all, studies show that most times when we think about all of the things we have to fix at one time and we go to trying to fix everything at one time, that's where problems come in. That's where we get overwhelmed. That's where we think we're attacking everything and we just go to just say no. But we have to attack the small things first, y'all. Write this down, y'all. We have to set goals, y'all. Small goals make big changes. When was the last time you set some goals? Small goals, y'all, it make big changes, y'all. Build the courage to start small. And you have to build the courage to start small to understand that I want to get to the big goals, y'all, and celebrate my wins. How often are you celebrating your wins? For real, big or small, y'all, anything you do in your life that you get a win, celebrate it. And most times, y'all, honestly, I know we learn from the bad. We learn from the lessons, y'all. But those moments where we start winning, when we get the small, no matter how big or small you think the wins are, y'all, celebrate yourself. Celebrate those wins, y'all. This is a part of the fight. This is a part of the fighting that will help you alleviate and turn around the self-sabotage thinking, setting goals. And when you set those goals and reach those goals, celebrate your wins, y'all. For example, if you have a goal of weight loss, y'all, set your goals. If you have goals of wanting to finish school, you want to go back and finish your degree. So many people that talk to me tell me they want to go back and finish a degree, or they want to go back and get a degree. Or if you want to go and get a trade, or if you want to go and get a skill, y'all, it's never too late. But we have to begin to set goals for our life. In order for us to attack the self-sabotaging in our head, y'all, that's a part of the fight, setting goals. So you want to start saving money, y'all, set goals. Save $5, $10 a week, $20, however you get paid, $20, $30. Some of you can save $100, but figure out places where you can start saving. Stop drinking so much. Well, stop drinking. Stop smoking so much. Even coming down to masturbating. If I have a problem with masturbating, I'm going to slow down on masturbating so much. Y'all, whatever your goal is, wherever you need to build, set those goals, y'all. But we have to set goals, y'all. We have to set goals. Are y'all keeping up with me so far? Cool. But I want y'all to be able to write down where I am doing it. And then acknowledge what I'm doing. And number three, plan the fight, and that's setting goals. Y'all keeping up with me? Cool. I want to make sure I'm not going too fast. I'm almost done with this Gatorade. I'm going to have to go get another one in the refrigerator, y'all. But I feel good, and I want to take a little pause right here and just tell y'all, if you know somebody who can really use this, work, y'all, it's so important that, y'all, we share this information, y'all. We share the information, y'all, because I want y'all to know that we're not alone. We think we're the only ones sabotaging ourselves. We think we're the only ones that have the voices in our head to say we're not good enough, y'all. These are strategic tools that we can use to attack this self-sabotaging voice. So number one, where am I doing it? Number two, what am I doing? Number three, plan the fight. And number four, decide to do the work. This is the in motion that we should all do. I decide to do the work. I decide to fight. I decide to challenge the negative talk. And replacing negative talk with positive talk is critical. But what's feeding the negative talk, y'all? A part of doing the work, a part of deciding to do the work, is to acknowledge, where is this negative talk coming from? What voice told you you wasn't going to be shit? What voice told you you'll never be as good as your brother or your sister? What voice told you you was ugly? What voice told you you was a faggot? What voice told you that you were weak? What voice told you that you are broke? What voice told you this? And we have to acknowledge, if it's not something that's physically going on right now, we have to go back and think about, where did I get this from? Who introduced this thought in my head that told me I was not good enough? And that's why it's so important, as we deal with things, as we deal with trauma, we have to go back and get our younger selves. We have to go back and get the parts of us that was broken, y'all. We have to go back. But where did this voice come from? Deciding to do the work. And that's challenging negative talk. Where did it come from, y'all? It's imperative that we rid ourselves of negative environments that feed this voice. Who are you around? Who are you spending your time with? Where are you spending your time, y'all? We have to become our own personal coaches, y'all. Honestly, we have to add a voice to our head that attacks this sabotage voice that becomes my personal coach. And we do that by building affirmations. Write self daily affirmations down for yourself. Put it on your bathroom wall. Put it on your refrigerator when you walk by, y'all. We have to build up this fight for ourselves, y'all. But prayer, meditation, intentions. I daily pray, daily meditate, and I daily set my intentions. I tell God, this is what I want to accomplish today. These are my intentions for the day. And we have to be so strategic in our daily lives and our awareness that we can set our intentions, y'all. And we have to replace that bad voice with a positive voice and start saying, I am well, I am greater, I am stronger, I am wiser, y'all. I decide any place that's not respecting my manhood fully, I'm out, y'all. Any place that's not respecting my God-given authority, I'm out, y'all. I'm out. And that goes for everything across the board, y'all. And it's so important that I do the things that's going to feed positivity, y'all. And like I said on past episodes, y'all, now I am only feeding relationships in my life that I have to show up transparent, that I have to show up honestly, y'all. And I promise y'all, I will walk this journey that I'm on of honesty so much deeper, no matter how much it exposes me, no matter how much it exposes my heart. I would rather do that than to be walking being disingenuous. I'd rather do that, y'all. Are y'all following me so far? How is this information? Tell me, leave in the comments how this information is, y'all. So that is number four. That's number four, y'all. And so where am I doing it at? What am I doing to myself? I have to plan the fight by setting goals. Number four, deciding to do the work. So I have to decide to replace these negative voices in my head with positive ones. And a part of me deciding is a part of me acknowledging where it come from. That's number four. So in deciding to do the work, get ready. Get yourself prepared to do the work. And number five, get the proper weapons for the journey. Get the proper weapons, y'all. That's number five. Getting the proper weapons is so crucial. It's so critical. It's so important because we have to properly equip ourselves for the journey. And how do I properly equip myself? Healthy coping skills. Developing healthy coping skills, y'all. I have to continue to replace the bad behaviors with healthy habits. Y'all, coping skills is just simply methods we can deal with our stressful situations. That's what coping skills are in the simplest form. And y'all, we have to acknowledge and understand that the tools that we use are critical. We have to use healthy coping skills. There's no way we can fight this self-sabotage voice with things that's negative in our lives. There's no way we can fight it with things that's always going to fight against us. So when I say develop healthy coping skills, I'll give you some examples. So instead of procrastinating, y'all, we have to practice time management. Develop coping skills of good time management. I remember when I recognized when social media really, really came on for me, because I was a late bloomer. But when social media really came on for me, y'all, I would get up every morning and I would get on social media, just check it, checking my feed, checking everything, checking the likes, checking. And so I decided that I wanted to curb that. And so a part of the work for me, a part of getting the proper weapons, I downloaded Business Journal. And so when I get up in the morning, after I pray, after I do everything, I would get, instead of me going straight to social media, I go straight to Business Journal. And that may not be your way, but now I read Memphis Business Journal. I read Dallas Business Journal, Nashville, Houston. I read so many business journals, and I replaced it with some positivity because I didn't want to always be so amped and addicted to going to social media as soon as I wake up, y'all. But you see what I'm saying, though? We have to prepare. We have to prepare and get the proper weapons. That was a weapon for me, y'all. We have to, and if you want to lose weight, if you want to really, really get more strategic about losing weight, replace walking with jogging, y'all. If you want to get better with your eating, replacing fried food with at least eating baked food twice a week. Now, I know, you know, this might sound crazy to some people, but y'all, it's a real thing to be in a self-sabotaging moment with me eating bad foods all the time. And so instead of attacking it from a big standpoint, do it small. Start eating baked foods just 2 times a week and take 1 week, and then that'll ease into three the next week. And you see what I'm saying? Like, keep, you have to gradually do it, y'all. Y'all, replace social media with reading, coping skills of reading. Read a book, something that you're interested in. If it's not self-help, get you a good novel, but start reading to apply yourself, y'all. Use that. That's a healthy coping mechanism. You want to not drink so much? Y'all, replace drinking with mocktails. Get you a good mocktail, y'all. And I know, you know, this is something that's not talked about a lot because don't nobody want to admit that they're low-key alcoholic, or nobody want to admit they low-key struggle with alcoholism, y'all. But it's a real thing, y'all. Some of us cannot even go and have a good time without having a drink. Some of us cannot go out and have a good time without me getting real high first and me having a drink. Y'all, we have to learn that that could be a coping mechanism. I ain't going to say healthy or not, because it may not be a struggle for you, but for some people it is. But sometimes, y'all, for everything you go to, for every party, for every sit you go to, replace that drink with a mocktail, y'all. And these are small things that help us build up. It help us build up, y'all. So I have to get the proper weapons for the fight, y'all, and develop new habits. Developing new habits like running. If you don't run, biking or other hobbies, what are some things that you are drawn to that healthy and could benefit you? We have to be able to answer these questions, y'all, to build the weapons for the fight, y'all. But we got to go on. We have to know that we have to speak up for ourselves, y'all. Have to speak up for ourselves by communicating our feelings in hard situations. Speaking up for myself and communicating my feelings in hard situations, y'all. This is part of developing weapons, y'all, because we cannot always be in situations. And this is what I talked about on the past episode, being a people pleaser. If I'm never speaking how I feel in situations, y'all, if I never speak up for myself, y'all, I'm allowing myself to just be in and everywhere, y'all. But developing weapons for the fight, as simple as me starting to speak up for myself, accepting how something make me feel. And this is so important, y'all. Be so aware of yourself and be aware of your feelings that you can accept. No, I feel this way. This happened to me. I feel this way. No, I don't have to be man enough to just deal with it. No, accept the fact that I feel this and I got to deal with it for real. So y'all, where am I doing it at? And y'all, and like I said, tell me if this is good for you, y'all. And I want to make sure I'm not going too fast, but I want to get it all out, y'all. But number one, where am I doing it? Number two, what am I doing to sabotage myself? Number three, plan to fight. Number four, decide to do the work. And number five, get the proper weapons for the journey, which is coping skills. And the sixth one for me, and one of the most important pieces, building my tribe. Build my tribe. Y'all, it's so important that we build the right tribe. And we have to build the right tribe for accountability, y'all, to reinforce this work that we're doing. After we acknowledge, after we see what we're doing, planning our fight, deciding to do the work, getting the proper weapons, we have to build a tribe that will hold us accountable. And my tribe could definitely be my family, trusted friends, trusted mentors, coaches, and therapists, y'all. If you don't have a therapist, get you a therapist. If you don't have a coach, get you a coach, y'all. But we have to have people in our lives that can hold us accountable. One thing that I do now, it used to really be uncomfortable for me, but one thing I do now is I ask trusted people, how do you think about, or what do you think about what I'm doing? What do you think about the podcast? Give me the hard places or the hard criticism, y'all. Find people that you can accept this from, y'all. Find people that can speak into you and hold you accountable to the work you're doing. Because if we don't have people that's holding us accountable to this work we're doing, y'all, we will fail. We will fail, y'all. Building the tribe is so important, y'all. Building the tribe where I can share my goals and my challenges, y'all. That's so important, y'all. That's so important. Doing these things can successfully create a whole new life for ourselves, y'all, by effectively recognizing where, what, planning for the fight, deciding to do the work, getting the proper weapons, and then this building the tribe, y'all. I would not be where I am. How, if you have watched my journey over the past year or two, and you have seen progressively me speaking up more and more and more and more for myself, y'all. It's caused me a lot of self-awareness. It's caused me a lot of me acknowledging where the pain was, because I have to. Being intentional is everything. That's why I daily get up now and I set my intentions. Y'all, I'm so aware. And I'm so strategic about what's happening in my life, y'all. Identifying and attacking this all too familiar voice can help us deal with self-sabotage, because it's real, y'all. It's so real. Acknowledging that we ain't got to show up all the time with a gunfight to something that don't even take a gun. For real. We don't have to show up like that, but a lot of times we are numb to how we feel. We are numb to what's happening around us. And we show up thinking that we got to show up in our biggest and hardest ways, when really, it don't take that. But self-sabotaging is a real thing. It's a real thing, y'all. And seeing where the voice comes from is so important. Understanding, what am I doing to myself, is number two. Number three, plan to fight. I have to plan to fight. Plan to fight by setting goals. Number four, deciding to do the work. I have to decide to do the work on my life. Number five, get the proper weapons for the journey. Developing coping skills. That's what that is. The proper weapons is developing coping skills. And number six, building my tribe. And I'll say this publicly to my tribe. I love my tribe so much. I love my tribe. And we try to be so much more intentional about celebrating one another, because we have to celebrate ourselves, y'all. Celebrate the people in your tribe. Tell the people in your tribe you appreciate them. Tell the people in your tribe that you love them. Tell the people in your tribe that the true people that can hold you accountable, your therapist, your coach, tell your tribe how much you appreciate them, y'all. And that's so critical, y'all. But, y'all, I wanted to, I'm going to release two episodes per week. One will be interview, and the other will be teaching, coaching, because I think it's so important that I not only do I show you lived experiences from other people, but I also coach. I show you how coaching is. And, y'all, this is just a sample of what I do and what I have done in coaching sessions, but I really want to bring it all here because and give it for free, you know, because I think that now it is some circumstances and instances where, you know, that will require and should require a deeper paid session. But I know overall this information, you know, I want to give information that helped me, give information that put me in a place of seeing my highest and best self and help me to attack self-sabotage. But fighting against myself, y'all, this voice may never all the way go away. But if I replace the bad with good, y'all, and build a habit of replacing the bad voices with good voices, y'all, it will get us better, y'all. Thank y'all so much for watching this episode. Thank y'all so much for listening. I hope you got something out of it. I hope you will share it with somebody that you know. But, yeah, this is your boy, Coach Raymond Bryan. I am your transformation coach. This is Ray Bridging Humans, the podcast, the place where the people get to hear you and the world get to see it. Love you, family. Peace.